Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Here are a few of my favorite announcements delivered by flight attendants with a great sense of humor. People, people, we're not picking out furniture here. Find a seat and get in it. There is no smoking in the lavatories. If we see smoke coming from the lavatories, we will assume you are on fire and put you out. This is a free service we provide. If you do not know how to operate a seatbelt by now, you should not be out in public unsupervised. This from a captain. My colleague on my right-hand side, his name is Steve Moore. He's had a long and distinguished career with the Royal Air Force, spanning a decade or more. But luckily for us, he got rather bored of being a chef there and has decided to take up flying. Ah, no. An Airbus 380 was on its way across the Atlantic, carrying 525 passengers, 320,000 liters of fuel, and 1,500 bags of pretzels. It had reached 36,000 feet and was cruising at 920 kilometers an hour when suddenly a Eurofighter with a tempo Mach 2 appeared. It's capable of flying 2,500 kilometers an hour. But the pilot of the fighter jet slowed down to fly alongside the Airbus and greeted the captain by radio. "Hello, Airbus," he said. "Boring flight, isn't it? Watch this." He slowly rolled his jet on its back, accelerated, rose rapidly to a dizzying height, then swooped down almost to sea level in a breathtaking dive. After looping back next to the Airbus, he asked, "Well, what did you think of that?" The Airbus pilot answered, "Very impressive, but watch this." The Eurofighter pilot watched the Airbus. It continued on course at 36,000 feet, flying at 920 kilometers an hour, but nothing happened. After 15 minutes, the Airbus pilot radioed the fighter pilot, "Well, what do you think of that?" The jet pilot was confused. "What did you do?" he asked. "I didn't notice anything." The Airbus pilot laughed. "Well," he said, "I got up, stretched my legs a bit, walked to the back of the aircraft to use the washroom, greeted some passengers, then got a cup of coffee and a chocolate fudge pastry." Well, I suppose the moral of the story is this. Speed and adrenaline have their place, but a little peace and joy sound pretty good to me right about now. Dallas Willard advised, "Ruthlessly eliminate hurry." That fighter pilot reminds me of my younger self. For a time, I was fixated on fast, living a hurried life. Many things conspired to change that, the birth of my children, the death of a very successful friend, and I realized that busyness has a way of making us stop caring about the things we care about, the things that last. It struck me one day that not once, not ever, do we read of Jesus being in a hurry. Until his death, Jesus embraced that which brought life. In fact, he came that we might have life. Isaiah said, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you." Before writing the book, Who Put My Life on Fast Forward, I penned this prayer. "Heavenly Father, steer me from the distractions of a noisy culture, that I may hear your voice and listen. Keep me from giving too much of my time to those who won't cry at my funeral. Grant me wisdom to separate the insignificant from the eternal. Restore my body with your rest. Season my words with your grace. Free me from the sin of comparison, the trap of equating popularity with value. May I greet the success of others with joy, their pain with compassion, my own worries with trust. And in the end, may I be remembered by a few who somehow saw you in me." And hey, that's my prayer for you today. Now, let's slow down enough to go make somebody's day.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.